And then I read an article a few weeks ago. It said,
I bet you're always reading articles.
Yeah, I'm always reading.
For the foundation, too. You know?
I love reading, too. I love, my favorite are children books. So, hence, I'm weird like that. But yep. I read an article, and I can't remember the title, but it was something like Find the Pumpkin Pie. And so with that, that was a weird title for something about suicide. So this young man, he spoke about his mom who died by suicide. Mm-hmm. But she had always been suicidal since he was a kid.
Mm-hmm.
And she would call and say, well, I just can't do it anymore. I'm going to take my life. And he said he found the pumpkin pie. And what that meant was, he said, well, mom, how many eggs goes into the pie? And she just got quiet and said, I don't know, but let me check and I'll get back with you next week. And he said, so I can expect to talk to you next week. And
Yeah.
So, you know, giving them a sense of, you know,
future.
Right. Something to do.
Future oriented. Uh-huh.
Or, well, the ingredients of a pumpkin pie, that's crazy that it saved her life for so long.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And so that was a unique way of doing things.
Title in that article, too.
And Mary is the one that actually sent it to me.
Mary Turner.
Yeah. Mary Turner.
Mary Turner leads a group. She's an attorney here in town, and she's been on the show before.
Okay.
And
I just love Mary.
Yeah, she's great. And she leads, and she has for years, she leads a group.
Survivors of Suicide.
It's SOS, Survivors of Suicide. Now, when does that group meet?
They meet on the second Thursdays in the month.
Anybody in the community can go. So, because I've had students go to that group, but, you know, there's only a few students who go because there's other people in the community, because anybody can go.
And I've been before. Like most people, when Christian passed, I didn't necessarily go to a counselor. But that was, going to Mary's group was one of my outlets.
Was therapeutic.
Right. So people have different ways that they cope.
I think we're gonna try to take a break right now and take a breather for just a minute. Let me check the emails. If you want to send us an email those questions to brainmattersradio@wvuafm.ua.edu. But we'll take a break right now. You're listening to Brain Matters on 90.7 The Capstone.
When I first met
This is Andrew.
This is David.
We're the Revivalists. You're listening to 90.7 The Capstone. My name is Brian Rush, and you're listening to 90.7 The Capstone.
This show is not a substitute for professional counseling, and no relationship is created between the show hosts or guests and any listener. If you feel you are in need of professional mental health and are a UA student, we encourage you to contact the UA Counseling Center at 348-3863. If you are not a UA student, please contact your respective county's crisis service hotline or their local mental health agency or insurance company. If it is an emergency situation, please call 911 or go to your nearest emergency room.
Hey, you're back listening to Brain Matters on 90.7 The Capstone. I'm BJ Gunther. My guest tonight is Jaquan Winters. He is the founder of the Kristen Amerson Youth Foundation, which is a suicide prevention program in memorial to his 11-year-old sister who killed herself.
Mm-hmm.
When was it? 2016?
It was April 10th. No, April 10th, 2014.
Mm-hmm. How are your parents doing?
They're great.
They're doing okay.
I said that, but my mom has always been a strong person. She's been through a lot, like I mentioned earlier. Just some horrible things that happened to her, and Kristen witnessed it and had to testify against the man.
Right,
so it's
right.
Like that's trauma. But my mom has always been strong, so she's doing good. Her dad is doing good. He always helps out with the foundation.
Mm-hmm.
So,
I was going to ask, do they participate with the foundation
yes.
at all?
Mm-hmm.
Do they present in the community?
Well, Christian's dad lives
or talk at, about it publicly.
They haven't, mm-hmm. but Christian's dad lives in Indiana.
Yeah,
and my mom, she's here in Tuscaloosa, but they haven't just spoke out with the foundation and such. I mean, they're more than welcome, but
right,
they
right.
kind of leave it to me. I'm like the pretty face and all of that. the nice speech.
It's a good thing this is radio, right? What about, you know, we mentioned someone emailed a question in about high schools and middle schools, mm-hmm. elementary schools. What is the difference? Like, how is suicide prevention programs, how are they designed for middle school age students? How does that differ from a prevention program for college students?
Okay, great. So with college students, of course, you're dealing with young adults.
Mm.
That's what they are, young adults. And it's not so many hoops and hurdles that you have to go through to talk to them,
mm-hmm.
because they know what to expect. They know what suicide is. At least I would expect that they, assume that they know.
Yeah.
And,
yeah.
But they wouldn't know the warning signs. So in similarity, all programs are educational.
Mm-hmm.
Indifference is just the population that you're speaking with, the audience. You can be more direct with college students. Whereas when you go to speak with a middle school student or even elementary, I would say elementary, you probably wouldn't use the word suicide because they probably wouldn't be able to understand
they
what
wouldn't.
It is.
You right.
have to, in layman terms, self-harm or mm-hmm. something of that nature. With middle school, it's all about, like I said, educating. But you have to jump through those hoops and hurdles with administrators.
Mm-hmm.
You have to jump through the hoops and hurdles with parents.
Yeah.
Because parents don't want their kids being exposed to that kind of stuff. Which, like I said, we're working to fight against that because I feel like the more kids that's educated, the better chance that we have to save children. And by same thing with college students or, you know, the elderly or anybody,
sure.
you know, by educating and teaching them those warning signs and teaching them, you know, this is how suicide looks. And if someone comes to you that's suicidal, this is how you intervene.
Yeah.
I know that here at the UA, you all do the QPR training.
We do. I'm going to make an announcement. Sometimes I'll make announcements at the end of the show about QPR training or ask, listen, refer.
Mm-hmm. And
those are two ongoing. We do that kind of training all the time.
I haven't heard of the ask, listen, refer.
Well, listen to my promotion at the end of the show.
Yeah, and I'm actually in the process now of being certified as an instructor for QPR.
For QPR, that's uh-huh. good, because I can remember a time where we only had one person who was certified, you know, mm-hmm. and the demand is pretty high during the school year for those presentations, to be honest with you. When your sister passed away, do you know what was done to help her classmates?
Yes, I do. So the beauty of our program, I try to do everything that's symbolic.
Mm.
From writing the book, from the colors that we have in our logo, to the actual logo, to the schools that we work with. So, and last semester, we worked with Eastwood Middle School,
yes.
which is the school that Kristen attended before passing. She was a sixth grade student there. And we conducted our pilot program with the elementary students. The middle school students, seventh graders. Hmm. And the counselor, who was actually my teacher back when I was in school, but she's the counselor now, and she's no longer in Tuscaloosa, but she sat me down because before the program ended, she wanted to talk to me about Christian and just what she remembered about Christian. And she spoke about...
Well, that was nice.
Yeah, how happy Christian was and just that this young chocolate girl would come and hug her at the end of school every day. And she did not know who she was. And then she kind of started to get to know Christian because the counselors, they have different grades. It's more than one. But she didn't know Christian. She just knew that she was a happy kid that just always ran.
Loving. Yeah.
Right. And when she found out, she said she remembered the day that she found out that Christian passed. She walked into the school and the superintendent was there. They had other people from the central office. And everyone was just sad.
Yes.
And she didn't know what was wrong. She thought a teacher had passed or something of that nature. And when they told her that Christian passed, it got harder. Kids, they were
upset.
Upset.
Shocked.
Right.
Didn't know how to react.
Falling over in tears. Mm-hmm. Oh. And they had to bring counselors in from other schools. Mm-hmm. So they had to, that's a part of their procedure. If something like that happens in the system, yeah. They pull counselors to make sure that you have enough counselors at that school for every kid that wants to talk about what they're going through.
Did they do that ongoing?
I'm not like sure if they did.
You know, like for the months after it happened.
I would assume so.
Yeah.
I'm not sure. I don't have an answer for that. But I do know they also bought counselors from within the community as well for the teachers and for the counselors. Because Ms. Snyder, which is the counselor, she said that she had to talk to somebody because it just impacted her so heavily.
Yeah.
So that's one thing that I know they did. But anytime that something like that happens, the director of social work and the principal, they go out to the family's home and just they're there as moral support as well.
Yes.
But I don't know if it was ongoing, but that's a good question. So I'm going to write that down and ask.
Write that down.
Yeah.
Tell us, before we close here, tell us a little bit. Can people make a donation to your foundation?
Of course.
How do you do that?
So you can go directly to our website, Christian Amerson Youth, and that's KristianAmersonYouth.org. And it's a donors button that you can donate. People donate through Facebook. That's a longer process, though. If you want to donate directly to the foundation, you can
it's easier to do it that way through
our
website.
Mm-hmm. Or writing a check.
What about any upcoming presentations that you have? Do you have any?
You have great timing. So on yesterday, we had 23 volunteers go and read Christian's Rainy Day, which is the book that I wrote about Christian, and to teach children to remain positive and the importance of positivity. They went and read that book to every classroom within Arcadia Elementary. And that's the elementary school that Christian attended before she passed. And her fifth grade teacher actually walked up to me and said, you know, she taught me in middle school, but she said, I remember I was her sister's fifth grade teacher. Mm-hmm. And when I saw the book and she said, wow, this sounds familiar. And she saw me and we just talked. But that was one initiative that we did yesterday. We also need more volunteers to go out to other schools.
Because, how many classrooms was that? Oh, my goodness.
I think we had volunteers for each class. So around 23 to 26 classrooms.
Okay.
The school actually they're buying 26 books.
So for each classroom extras.
And their library. And so that money will go right back to the foundation so we can help service the community and our youth. And tomorrow I'm speaking to Arcadia again I'm doing a presentation with third, fourth, and fifth graders about bullying. And on Thursday, I'm speaking to Northridge Middle School about bullying with the complete school. And that's around 820 students.
Okay.
So
like in a general, like a keynote speaker kind of.
Yeah, but we're going to do it in breakout sessions because we're going to rotate the kids through PE.
Yeah.
And so I feel I'm always big about making a more personable
impact.
So with having the kids there and having them ask questions and such and being able to answer.
More interactive.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
So, and then we also have well, we had the American Foundation for Suicide did the Out of the Darkness Wall with the Counseling Center, but they have those around Alabama, so we participate in those as well.
And we'll have another one of those in the spring here.
Really?
We usually have two a year. We usually have one in the fall, and then we'll have another one in the spring, as far as I know.
Participating. FYI. Yeah, I'm participating in that, and
it's always a really big turnout.
Yeah, and I love it. I love anytime that people can come together to do the work of suicide prevention. My team and I, we just recently met about some initiatives that we're going to do in 2019. So we had a planning meeting, and I'm going to present it to my board on Thursday, and they're going to approve it because my board just loves me, fingers crossed.
Do they ever not approve anything, really?
Yes, they have.
They do?
They actually have told me that
it's your foundation, Jaquan.
Yeah, but I have to have some type of balance, I guess. And I love them because it's not like they're just going to shoot anything down that's beneficial for the foundation and the community. But they do give me different,
direction. Right. That's what they're for.
Yeah, because we have good people with different expertise in this arena, nonprofits, education, accounting,
law.
Right. So they say, hey, Jaquan, I think that's too much money. Let's wait on that. Let's not spend that right now. But they did allow me to spend the money on the QPR training. And all of our money typically just goes right back into
the foundation.
Yeah, to service our kids.
Because it takes a lot.
It does. So, yes, we would love your donations. You can go and buy copies of the book.
Or just get in touch with Jaquan.
Right. And my email is jaquanwinters@gmail.com. And that's JACQUAN Winters, WINTERS@gmail.com.
Because I totally messed up and misspelled your name. I'm so sorry when I emailed you. I was like, I hate it when people do that.
I'm also on Facebook as well.
Well, and there you go.
The foundation is as well, and Instagram and Twitter. So
you got it all covered.
Yeah, you can find us.
These days, you have to do that.
Right. If you're really looking, you can find us.
Uh-huh. Thank you for being on the show.
I thank you all for having me.
I appreciate you so much. And I told you it'd go by fast.
Yeah, I hope I didn't talk too much.
It does. Look, on this show, you can't talk too fast. I'll have to just cut you off and intervene. But thank you again for being on the show. Let me make a few announcements. Don't forget, our shows are recorded and podcasted, and they're on audioboom.com. Just type in Brain Matters, and you'll find some of our past shows. There's also a link on the Counseling Center's website to Audioboom, and it's counseling.ua.edu. Jaquan and I were talking about the QPR training, but we also provide Ask, Listen, and Refer, a suicide prevention training program designed to help faculty, staff, and students prevent suicide by teaching you to identify people at risk for suicide, recognize the risk factors, protective factors, and warning signs of suicide, and respond to and get help for people at risk. ALR training takes about 20 minutes to complete and can be found on the Counseling Center website at asklistenrefer.org/UA. As always, I want to thank a few people who have made the show possible tonight. Dr. Lee Keyes is our executive director at the Counseling Center. Terry Sickers from the Office of Student Media, my production assistants tonight, Catherine Howell and Lizzie Zeman, and my colleagues at the Counseling Center, the WVUA staff, and of course my guest tonight, Jaquan Winters. Join us next week for another show where the topic is going to be about OCD, obsessive compulsive disorder, and my guest is a freelance writer. She has written many articles for several national newspapers and publications, and she's also a UA graduate. So that should be very interesting. Join us, like I said, next week. Thanks again tonight for listening to Brain Matters on 90.7 The Capstone. Good night.
This show is not intended as a substitute for professional counseling. Further, the views, opinions, and conclusions expressed by the show